The Birmingham Daily Post, 24th April 1917. Boys escapade, swan killed in Mosley Park, dangerous weapon. At King's Heath branch court today, John Robley Wilson, 16 and a half, described as a munition worker, 22 St Agnes Road, Mosley, was summoned for unlawfully and maliciously killing a swan, property the Mosley Carpenter Company rented, and also for carrying a gun in the park without a licence. Mr A.F. Lovett, prosecuting on behalf of the company, said, on Bank Holiday Monday, the defendant and other boys, none of whom had any right to be there, were in the park. Defendant and another boy were seen to be following one of the swans, and Wilson pointed a pistol with a long barrel at it. A puff of smoke was seen, and a bird fell dead. The boys then ran away. Inspector Harvey said the boy and his father went to Woodland Park Road police station the following day, and the lad admitted shooting the swan. Mr. G. Stevens, the chairman of the company, said the company had to complain about boys trespassing in the park and subscribers were refusing to send their children there as it was absolutely dangerous. Mr. T. Richards, for the defence, contended that the act was not malicious. No one was more sorry than the defendant and his father for what had happened. And Mr. Wilson, he was instructed, had offered to pay for the damage done. He, Mr. Richards, felt that the man who should be punished was the one who sold the pistol to the boy. In the case of carrying a gun without a license, Inspector Harvey stated that the defendant said the man who bought the pistol from told him he did not want a license. Witnesses afterwards saw the gun maker, who explained that the arm did not come under the Pistols Act, as it was 9¾ inches long, 3/4 of an inch longer than the Act specified. And he told the boy that it made only for target practice, in his own garden, for which no license was required. The boy seemed to have misunderstood the position.
Middle-aged number cruncher, hunting Persian stars, moving in the golden age. Intersecting circles, mausoleum reconstructions, born and buried in tombs of flung stones and nooses of light. The white hand of Moses, holding pearls underwater. Soft tissues and living shells in minute crystalline form. The ideal pearl dropped from the Indian sky, smothered and mothered by centuries of murky algae. The pool, a poor mirror of loss to the local girl, adorned and crushed. Her iridescent eyes, like the interior of the shell, hoping the return of her dreams, which have no value except as curiosities. The circling girl creaks and cracks into 20 feet of water, called back by the unyielding pluck of a sibling's hand. His breath traverses the ice in universal pause. He counts the bubbles from her mouth, an endless voice hooked by a ladder. 13 days of memory gone. Secrets from an ill mother, from the heroic brother.
Also remember another time, there was a protest march walking through here and I was wearing a letter around my neck. Can't remember the letter, but it was like some protest. It was, little memories. I've got the photo of it still, with my dad pushing my chair with my brother in it, while my mum was at home. I have good memories of this bar.
Long list of proposals. We argued, we sat down with him for about an hour and a half. He didn't just make notes of everything, he switched on a tape recorder so that all his and all our pieces of sausage meat in the supermarket.
Not widely enough. In fact, it's underused, judging by the size of the response we got to the petition to open the park, to liberate the park. We've collected, in a relatively short space of time, about 1,000 signatures, all from people who live close by. So this is a large number of people who are, in effect, being denied access to what should be, after all, a social amenity. The days when people could create private parks and towns are long gone. This was a device, of course, by which the middle classes kept their children separate from the working classes. I don't think anybody would want to go to the barricades nowadays to defend that sort of thing.
So this is really a case of you campaigning politically against what you consider to be a privileged sector of society?
There is an important social and political principle involved. The institution of private property is standing in the way of people enjoying what should be a social amenity, to wit, fresh air and open space.
Councillor John Butcher, your garden backs onto the park and you do pay a private subscription to go in there every year.
Indeed.
Why don't you want it opened up to the public?
The answer to that question, quite simply, is that the park already is open to the public. When we call it a private park, it's only private because it is not publicly owned, that is, by the City Council. Those members of the public that are permanent residents in Moseley know of the park's existence and many of them use it. I'm afraid there is an element of the public that also lives in Moseley that is only here on a sort of a transient basis, on sort of here today and gone tomorrow basis, and it is these people that have only recently become aware. But for the permanent residents, as far as I'm concerned, this park is open. New members are always welcome.
This park is in the middle of a deprived area, though. Don't you think it would be a nice gesture to open it up to the children in the school holidays?
The children are already coming in with their families, many of them. They must appreciate, though, that this is a unique kind of park. It has rules, for example, against ball games. The reason for that is that it has to be, if you like, a quiet sanctuary, which is also used by old people. We have to protect the undergrowth and so forth. And as long as children came in and accepted those particular rules, they're very, very welcome.
Open Moseley Park! Open Moseley Park! Open Moseley Park!